Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Friday, March 23rd, 2018. And with me today, I have Andrew Orr. How are you, Andrew?
Hey, I'm doing good.
Awesome. I'm so glad you're here. And Dave Hamilton, I'm really glad you're here too. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me, Jeff.
Awesome. It's great to have both of you here. It's also great that Jamf Now is our sponsor this week. We'll talk about them soon. But I want to talk right now about the command line and terminal. And specifically, I want to talk about alternatives to Apple's terminal app. So here's what made this happen for me. I know not everyone needs to use the command line on their Mac, but when you do, you've got the terminal app. But sometimes it just kind of feels to me like terminal app is limited, and which is kind of crazy because you can do so much in terminal. So I thought, well, what other options are out there? Do people have preferences beyond Apple's own app? And it turns out there's a bunch of different apps out there. And a lot of them seem like really cool. And you can get into pretty much all of the apps that I found for free, which is cool too. So I wanted to talk about some terminal app alternatives today. And I'm curious, are either of you using anything other than terminal for the command line?
No. Well, I'm not. I use terminal. Over the years, I have tried other apps, but I guess I've never found anything that made me say, oh, definitely, I need to use this instead of terminal. That said, I don't use terminal in its default mode at all. And when I go to someone else's computer and, you know, have to do something in terminal, I launch it and it's like, oh my God, this is not at all okay. Like the window is way too small. I don't like the color scheme. But, you know, with terminal itself, you can go into preferences, profiles, you can pick one of many profiles. You can judge me all you want. I like what they call the ocean. I've tweaked it a little bit, so I call it Dave's ocean. Uh-huh. But it gives me a blue background with white text, mostly white text. It's not the brightest white. It's, you know, it's kind of a little bit gray to be easy on the eyes. And then on the window tab there, I set mine to be 160 columns and 48 rows. And that gives me a nice big terminal screen that works well and feels very customized to me. So I at least get that on all my machines. But I'm really curious to hear about these alternative terminal or alternative command line apps, I guess is a better way to say it.
So before, Andrew, I ask you the same question I just asked Dave. Dave, don't feel weird about having Dave's Ocean. I, for a long time, and I still switch back to this sometimes, have a setup where it's a blue background with light blue text on it. And It's because that was the default on the Apple 2GS, and that always worked so well for me. So I made a setup that I called Jeff's 2GS.
That's really interesting. I had not thought about the 2GS and its blue background until you just said this, but that I always, as listeners to this show will know, we've never talked about it on Mac Geek Gab, but with you here many times, I've mentioned how envious I was at the time of all my friends that had GSs. And so maybe that's where my preference for a blue background came from.
It could be.
Maybe I'm satisfying a years long desire. So,
you know, Dave, if I had realized how envious you were, I would have shipped you my GS. Seriously, I had it up until just recently, and it totally worked.
Oh yeah,
I even had the 16 meg upgrade.
Oh yeah, no, that yep.
I would have been happy to box, well, it was already boxed up, to put shipping labels on it and send it your way. You would have had scads of software. You would have even had the color image writer too.
Yeah, man, that's awesome. That's awesome.
I'm betting your family would just love having that show up on their doorstep. Like, Dave,
that's sort of a thing. where in your office is that going to go? That's how the question would be asked. That's right.
Yeah. Yep. Totally get it. Mm-hmm. All right, Andrew, how about you? Do you use anything other than Apple's Terminal app?
This isn't really a terminal alternative, but I use something called Fish, and it's a command line shell that plugs into Terminal, and it makes Terminal a little more beginner friendly because it gives you things like it can auto suggest commands and auto complete them based on your history.
No kidding. Syntax. How did I not know about this?
Yeah.
Fish is awesome. Yeah.
It's free. And I'm pretty sure I heard about it on MacGeekGab.
We've talked about it a lot. I love Fish. It's interesting to hear you call it beginner friendly. I think that's actually an accurate way to describe it. But as a non-beginner, I use the heck out of Fish because it makes so many things so easy. Mm-hmm. And when I haven't installed it on our co-location, our cloud servers now, that we host all the sites and everything on. And so when I log into those, I feel completely hamstrung by, you know, a normal bash shell or whatever. So,
yeah.
All right. I'm going to install the crap out of that after we're done with the show.
if you're somebody that uses Terminal, it's at fishshell.com, but you can install it with, if you have Homebrew or Mac ports or whatever, you can, I mean, it brew install Fish and you're, you know, 90% of the way there.
And I do have Brew installed, so
there you go.
That's exactly how I'll end up doing it. Okay, cool. I love that. I kind of feel like we could just stop right now because I learned something new.
Yeah, but wait. I want to learn about alternative terminal apps because that's what you promised all of our listeners and us.
Okay, so that's
maybe
true.
Maybe I'm missing out. Like, I have major FOMO right now. I don't want this to be the Apple 2GS, my Apple 2GS of 2018. I want to know what I'm missing out on.
Okay. Well, then the first one I want to tell you about is iTerm 2, which is actually in version 3.
Okay.
Yeah. So iTerm 2. Okay, here's what I like about iTerm 2. It's you know, it's just a full-on terminal interface, but you can set up multiple sessions in a single window. So it's not like having tabs. It's like having one big window with multiple terminal windows inside it. So
what?
Yeah, so if you need to be doing command line stuff and you're like you're SSHing into like three different servers at the same time,
I'm raising my hand. Yes.
Okay. Check out iTerm 2 because you can set this up with multiple windows, all in a single window.
Oh, that's
you neat. Mean multiple terminal sessions
Excuse me,
all
multiple
in the
terminal
same window
sessions in a single window.
All yes. right. How do I do that?
It's. Actually, I think you just need to go to the menu, the iTerm 2 menu, and it's like new session.
Okay.
I don't have any apps open in front of me right now because I'm recording.
Yeah, no, I get that. Yeah.
So.
All right. I'll have to mess with that. Huh.
It also will let you set up multiple profiles so you can have stuff look differently. So now you can have a visual indicator which session you're viewing. It does the autocomplete for commands and stuff like that. And it has like surprisingly powerful search tool built in. So,
huh?
Yeah. And it's free. They take donations. But it's free. Okay. So before I hit another one, how about if I talk about our sponsor real quick? And our sponsor is Jamf Now. And what I love about Jamf Now is that they have come up with an easy way for people to manage all of the macOS and iOS devices that they have in their world. So that could be for, say, your business or for your family. And what it lets you do is catalog all these devices. And it's not like you have to type stuff in because what you're doing is setting this up so that people can agree to have their device in your Jamf Now pool. And, you know, there's just a little certificate that gets sent out to their device, and it's really easy to set up and do. It's just like a couple taps. And once it's done, then their device shows up in your pool. And so you can see what model it is. You can see what operating system is installed. You can manage settings for that device. You can do things like, say, on your iPhone, you have to have, instead of just like a 4 or 6 digit passcode, you have to have a passphrase instead. So you can actually lock it down to make people use a more secure password, which I think is kind of cool. And you can keep track of what apps are installed. You can actually manage what apps are available from there too. And if you have someone who has settings that need to change, like maybe their email account settings change, you can change it in Jamf and push it out to them, which I think is kind of cool. And if you lose a device, no problem. You can remotely wipe it and then brick it so no one else can use it. And you can do all that right in the Jamf interface. It runs in a web browser, so you don't have to install extra software. And for the people that you're managing, they don't have to do anything special. It's just this transparent thing that's happening. And I think it's a great idea if you have a business where you're managing multiple computers and mobile devices. And I also think it's awesome if you have a family that needs your tech help, because you can take care of a lot of that basic stuff that involves painful phone calls or trips out to someone's house. You can just manage it right from Jamf. So here's the deal. Head over to their website, jamf.com/TDO, jamf.com/TDO, and sign up for your account. It's free. And the first 3 devices that you add to your account are free. And let me clarify that. It's not like chronologically the first 3 devices. Up to 3 devices are free. So if you have, say, a Mac, an iPhone, and an iPad today, and then this fall you decide you're going to get a new iPhone and replace the old one, take the old one out of your Jamf account and add the new one in. It's still 3 devices. It's still free. And all the services that go along with the accounts are just there. You're not feature limited in any way, and you will never have to pay for those 3 devices. And if you have additional devices, it's $2 per device per month. So it's really affordable. So head over to their website, jamf.com/TDO, jamf.com/TDO. Sign up for your account, start managing your devices, and be a hero for your business or your family, and take care of their devices too. So thank you, Jamf, for being our sponsor this week. Okay. So I'm looking at my list of options, or excuse me, terminal alternatives. And there's one that I want to highlight because it's like for the person that needs to go insane crazy with all of their terminal sessions. So, you know, where iTerm 2 lets you just kind of gang up sessions in a single window.
Terminator, which is really cool, by the way. I took a look at that, and it's freaking awesome to be able to have one window with multiple. Like, I can already see how my life's going to be different. And I'm going to throw one little feature out there. Mm-hmm. If you go to iTerm preferences pointer, there's a thing that goes all the way back to, I think, like the old Sun Spark stations. And it's called Focus Follows Mouse. On those machines, if you would move your mouse from one window to another without clicking, it would be as though you clicked on a Mac, right? It would bring that window forward, and that's where your focus would be. With you can set Focus Follows Mouse in the pointer preferences in iTerm 2, and it's only inside iTerm 2, but as you move the mouse around, it changes your cursor focus, which is pretty cool.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
I love stuff like that.
Yep. All right. Anyway.
So, Dave, if you want to go crazy with terminal sessions, Terminator is something to check out. So what Terminator does is it lets you build a grid of your session windows. So they can be all different sizes and just kind of locked together. And so the screenshot that I got from them, hold on, I'm looking at it. 8 windows. Is that right? 8 windows. And so it's like three in the top two rows and two in the bottom row. And each one of these session windows is a different size.
Wow.
So, yeah. So like if you need to go totally crazy with sessions, Terminator is something to check out. Also, you can group your sessions into tabs. And if you need to type the same thing into multiple sessions, you can type it once and it'll go into all of those grouped sessions simultaneously.
Oh, so if you wanted to do like brew upgrade, you uh-huh. could log into five different computers, type brew upgrade, and it would just do it on all of them.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Huh. Huh. This might be the geekiest episode of TDO you've ever done, Jeff.
It totally is. But you know, we don't go like total tech geek on this show very often. And so I figure if we're going to do it, let's do it right.
Yeah, go all the way. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Yeah. I want to mention another one that never occurred to me until I found it. And it's called PowerShell Core. This is from Microsoft.
Mm.
So it's a terminal emulator, but it also lets you do scripting and automation with Microsoft's PowerShell. So, it's like if you're on an IT team and you need to automate a lot of actions across servers, and you're familiar with PowerShell, well, here you go. You can now use PowerShell on your Mac, because PowerShell Core works the same on the Mac as it does on Windows. And it's just, I was just surprised to find it out there. And it turns out a lot of people like it. So I'm just tossing that out there for people.
Huh.
Yeah. And I want to mention one that you have to pay for, just because this one is really fun. And I've played with the iPad version, but there's also a Mac version, and it's called Cathode. And Andrew, considering you're younger than Dave and I are, I have a feeling you'll get a big kick out of Cathode. Because what it does is it gives you a terminal window that looks like an old school CRT.
That's awesome.
Wait, I have to pay for this?
$4.99.
Yeah. But yeah, Dave, I think I actually already own it. I'm gonna come clean on that one. I've played with Cathode. It's pretty cool, but not long term.
No, but it's fun. And
it is fun. Yeah.
So Andrew, here's what you have to do. You need to get Cathode, put it on your laptop, go to the coffee shop, and then start doing command line stuff with Cathode in full screen mode. And people
will flip. I will definitely do that. They'll think I'm like an elite hacker.
Yeah, that's right.
So you can pick different terminal styles. So, you know, like if you're an old school VAX user, rock on, because you can get that. You can get different WISE terminals. And for those of you that are like, huh? WYSE, go ahead and Google it.
Yeah.
You can set the line scan rate, you can set color. So you can have like a monochrome CRT or a color CRT. You can adjust the, I just forgot what it's called. When you're trying to manage that curvature in the screen.
Moire pattern?
Not that. But anyhow, so you know how...
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Where the text would get kind of crunched on the edges because of the curvature of the screen.
Yeah.
So you can make it do that too. It's awesome.
That's awesome.
And, and also, it's designed to be a text editor. So... So if you want to have an old school looking text editor that just like clears your screen so you don't have other distractions, it's actually really nice for that.
Mm. That's cool.
Yeah. So anyhow, Cathode, it's $4.99 and it's on the Mac App Store. It is just too much fun.
That's awesome.
So
can I mention one other thing while we're here?
Yes.
We've mentioned package managers, and specifically we keep coming back to Homebrew because it's perhaps certainly one of the more popular ones, if not the most popular. It's very easy to use. One thing that makes it even easier to use, and John F. Braun, my co-host over on Mac Geek Gab, would be cheering right now, is a Mac graphic app called, or a graphic interface app. It's not a graphics app. It's for managing Homebrew, called Cake Brew at cakebrew.com. And it makes keeping your packages up to date very easy, but it also makes finding packages to install way easier than trying to sniff through on the command line. Yeah. Yeah. So
that's nice.
Cake Brew. Yep.
So Dave, the way I find new packages for Brew, other people tell me about the thing they're using and I'm like, oh, I have to install that.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So this is, you know, so in lieu of other people.
Discoverability.
In a big way. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, Andrew. So are you ready to go rock old school command line in public and just really melt people's heads?
Yep, definitely.
Awesome. All right. Well, we are out of time, so we have to wrap up. Dave, thank you for being here today.
Thanks for having me. This was a fun one.
It was fun. And Andrew, thank you for being here as well.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And I'm glad both of you were along for the ride on this one. I seriously wanted to have the two of you specifically for this show. And Jamf, thank you for being our sponsor. Head over to their website, jamf.com/TDO, and get your account set up so you can start managing your Mac OS and iOS devices. Three devices, free. I love that. And listeners, I am so glad that you were here. Thank you for listening. Everyone have a wonderful weekend. We'll see you again on Monday.